Providence Hospital in Anchorage is expanding a system that's helping nurses and doctors deliver better care to critically ill patients. It's called the Electronic Intensive Care Unit, or EICU. It adds an extra layer of care for patients in the Anchorage ICU and even allows staff in Anchorage to help treat patients in rural hospitals around the state and the Pacific Northwest. APRN's Annie Fite reports.
Frances Lynch is used to the active life of a bedside nurse, but lately she spends half of her shifts at a simple office desk stacked with six computer monitors. The familiar squiggles of a heartbeat roll across one screen.
If they were to have an abnormal rhythm, we could see it right away and alert the bedside nurse.
Lynch functions as an extra set of eyes for the bedside nurse. She's constantly monitoring the patient's breathing rate, blood pressure, and oxygen level. She can see the patients, too, with a camera that allows her to zoom in or out and pan around the room.
I was watching somebody. She's in behind the curtain right now, but I'm just kind of keeping an eye on her for the bedside nurse who's afraid she might try to leave.
The picture is sharp enough for Lynch to look at pupil responses or assess the tubes that are keeping many ICU patients alive. She could monitor as many as 33 patients from this one station, but on a typical day, Lynch is watching around two dozen. Cecily Roosh is clinical manager of the EICU. She says the concept is really pretty simple.
You know, you take some 21st century technology and apply some expertise behind it, and you can provide additional support for the patients and the staff that are working at the bedside.
During the day, the EICU nurse is alone at the station, but for 10 hours each night, a doctor works there too. That's important because in the past, ICU nurses would have to call a sleeping doctor to ask a question or request an order at night. Roosh says sometimes nurses were reluctant to do that. Now problems that crop up can be dealt with right away.
We also are very protective of the doctors, and so, you know, if we could give them, oh, I think that they're doing okay, you know, the patient's doing okay right now, I'll call them in just a little bit and let them know. Well, now, because we have the physician who's awake, there's not that, I'm going to wait just a little bit to call the physician. They're calling, they're getting the order right away.
Providence started the electronic ICU 3 years ago. In 2010, they began using the system to monitor beds at remote hospitals. Providence's hospital in Kodiak was the first to come on board. Bonnie Neff is the patient care nurse manager in Kodiak. She says having the extra support from the EICU has been amazing.
It's awesome. Anybody that lives in a rural community having the EICU is a huge asset.
Neff says on average, the hospital only uses the EICU about 6 times a month. But during those times, it's extremely useful. She describes a typical scenario.
They're on our floor. We're stabilizing them. The weather turns bad. We can't get them to Anchorage because nobody's flying.
Neff says the EICU staff provides guidance on tricky and often life-saving procedures. And since the system first started a year and a half ago, she estimates the EICU has prevented about 17 patients from being medevaced to Anchorage. She says a typical medevac costs $20,000. And the EICU's clinical manager, Cecily Roosh, says on the human side of things, the benefits are just as huge.
And so 17 patients got to stay with their families, got to stay in their own community. And what a benefit that is for them, not only in the costs of the transfer and the cost of staying here in Anchorage, but being able to get the health care in the communities that they live in is really important.
Critics of EICUs say the concept costs a lot of money and hasn't yet proven it can improve patient care. But a 2011 study in the Journal of the American Medical Association found EICUs prevent deaths by helping doctors follow best clinical practices. The study also showed EICUs cut 2 days off the average length of a hospital stay. Roosh says at Providence so far, the EICU is sending patients home close to a day early.
Working together, we're trying to improve that even more, having people come off the ventilators quicker, because if they can come off the ventilator, they can leave the ICU quicker. And so we're really working together as a collaborative team to improve, you know, ongoing what we can do for our patients.
Besides Kodiak, the Anchorage EICU is now monitoring patients at Bartlett Hospital in Juneau. A Providence hospital on the Oregon coast called Seaside also joined the system. Providence is hoping more rural hospitals will follow. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Fite.